JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. You can listen anytime, anywhere on the Listener app. You can now get our AFL calls on the Listener app as well.
Can you?
Live.
Triple M
streaming.
Calls.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Beautiful. Yes. The number one, of course, comfortably.
Well, sad days from 12 to 2.
No, across the whole weekend, Bill, number one.
Yeah. Well, peaks at 12 to 2.
Now, what we're doing here is a thing called the Idiot File.
Yes.
We've got millions of fans that love this show, not only here in Melbourne and Victoria, but all around Australia and indeed the world.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And what they love more than anything else is this, which is a compilation of you making an idiot of yourself. Idiot File, which I can't wait for because it's groaning.
Poor
it's girl. Full as a boot.
It's groaning.
Full as the back of a plumber's ute. Yep. No more from you.
You know, Mark Keane coming back, the Irishman, yes, Jim, he plays back. Guess what? Darcy Moore stays forward.
What do you think?
Darcy Moore, you idiot. Joe Biden's still Prime Minister or Premier or President over there, Jim.
Oh, I know. This is what he does. We finish the Idiot File and then he immediately starts the next one.
Yeah.
And Melbourne Storm, Ryan Pappenhausen now. I nearly got it wrong. And also a first gamer, Jim.
Yes.
His name is Caleb Poulter.
Caleb even, yep.
Well, he likes Caleb.
Right, does he?
Yes, he does. We heard him give a game to the new boy. Good luck to him. But they just got to win. I don't care how or why.
Who is the new boy?
Well, I'll tell you. I told you that in the first bit, Jim.
Caleb Poulter.
And Jack Miller has won his second career victory in the MotoGP, Jim, over there in Spain. That's right, Spain. It's been 5 years. Yes, I'm sure. Anyway, what about Cameron Munster?
Munster.
That's not good enough. So after it, he just went berserk, Munster. Munster. Went berserk, Jim.
What was that? How would he just stop?
But bellyache. Well, I was with an assistant coach on Sunday for a while, Jim, from the Giants. And he's very uppish about the Giants.
Bullish even?
Bullish. Uppish.
Bullish. Well, yeah, Bill embarrassed himself in front of Matt Horton as a 17-year-old kid.
No one knew who he was, Jim.
I know.
And then I, and with the extent that is you.
With the extent that.
Hey, with you.
It's at the Gabba.
That is. See, up to date, Bill, Jim.
2-1.
See, that's been changed just yesterday, and I've already up to date.
Up to date, Bill.
Up to date. But we had I had a good team. I had Tanny Van Wiss and Mac. It was May the 4th yesterday, Jim, as you know.
I know that.
Be with you. Just got to say that after. Jim, why did the Enterprise spaceship on Star Trek?
So nothing to do with Star Wars.
Mm. Isn't it? No. I thought it was part of the, just joined in at the back there, did it? The Enterprise?
Seriously. A whole different show.
But it looks like he might play. Maybe Mitch Wallace might get a game there. I think the players have got a big say in it, just because the broadcasters have put a lot of money in.
The what? Which ones?
Broadcasters. I think I might have been a Victorian, maybe.
Oh,
what about ACT?
So now you're changing states.
ACT I'm going to. I'll get in the AT.
Bill.
CT side.
So that's actually pretty embarrassing.
ACT. I'll get in the ACT C side. G'day, it's Billy Brownless. The Lions take on Freya. G'day, it's Billy Brownless. The Lions take on Freo later this afternoon.
Rolling on all of this, please,
No, but have a listen to this bloke who we're talking to. We're talking to Plugger. His name's Tim Magnan. He doubles as the president.
I love your backstory.
Right.
Because I didn't realise until I started doing some proper research.
Yeah. An injury?
Knocked the crap that Bill's gone injury. With.
When?
What did you like? His backstory?
No, his backstory, Bill. I didn't realise that you went.
In Rugby Union, the Queensland Reds.
I bet Rugby. That.
Because, guess what? Melbourne Unite won the other night. They bounced back. They beat the Phoenix. Melbourne United.
Melbourne Unite.
United. And Riley West, I think. No, I don't know if he's playing this week or not. Hey, Coaches Awards, Jimmy Boy.
Oh, my God.
And the new leader of the Coaches Award, Jim, is Hugh McCluggage on 42 from Mundy and Max Green. And what a year.
Max Green.
Max Gorn, even.
Max Gorn. Living in Newtown, Jim, which is very nice.
Oh,
just having a look around him in the Dahl and little Isla.
What's yeah, little Isla.
Isla, Bill. There's no S in Isla. You idiot.
The Doggies in Carlton, Marcus Bont and Pally. He'd be in front, wouldn't he? Would the Bont be in front?
Is that two blokes, Bont and Pally?
No, just Bont and Pally. Pollock, Dom, Tyson, Boner, Core. Gee, you got some. Why Bonner. Is there so many?
Boner.
It's Boner.
His name's Aidan Bonner, Bill. He hasn't got a boner, it's Bonner.
No chainsaw today. It's St. Andrew's Beach, not beef.
I think we're making an edict on this show, Rabbits, that Bill never sings another line of another song again as long as the show goes to air.
What are you making an edict? What's an edict, Jim? Yes. Elliot.
We actually haven't heard as much from him. More Rabs for that matter.
Why did you just say Elliot?
Well, Elliot, just, he wants to know what time we're doing the cross.
Well, he's just reading the text on his phone while we're on air. Honestly.
Out loud.
Out loud.
Who reads text
no
out
one.
Loud?
No one
actually,
does.
We've already done it.
No.
Speaking of cricket, Marcus Lubuschagne.
Marnus even, yep.
Marnus, yeah, that's right. He always tricks me with his
does
first
he,
name.
Yeah.
On tomorrow's show, Olympic canoeist Jessica Fox is going to join us.
Yes, she's a star, absolute star.
Mm-hmm.
So we look forward to that, Foxy, because I used to do a bit me day, Jim.
Did you?
The downhill slopes.
Don't reckon you did.
Slopes. Mm. Canoeing the slopes.
Really don't reckon you did.
Hawthorn North, Jai Simpkin.
Yes. Thank
He's
you,
a good
Bill.
Player.
Simpkin.
Simpkin, yep.
And Ben Cunnington going well.
Extraordinarily good players.
By the way, well, I'll tell you who's still in there. There's Malta.
Oh, yes.
The Maltanese.
Oh, no.
They're very happy with that.
Maltanese.
Cyprus.
Yes.
There's about 10 people live in Cyprus.
Well, if you're from Cyprus, what are you known as?
You're a Cyprianese. What are you?
Cypriot.
Well, Cyprus, same.
If no, it's not the same.
But if there's two of you.
One's Cypriot and one's, you said, Cyprianese.
But if there's two of you walking down the street.
Well, then there are two Cypriots.
No, you're Cyprianese. Oh. Grilled, exactly right, Jim. You get a magnificent burger or $50 voucher if you don't
yes,
mind,
yes,
which is HCF Burgers. That's, you know what that means? Healthy fried
HFC.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Yes, healthy fried chicken, yes.
Yeah, and thank like you. It. That's what I meant, yep, Rabsy, yep. You fool's head.
All right, Bill.
What happened to Farrah Fawcett?
Where are we going?
What are you talking about?
Oh, now? I just saw her on the telly and they've got a doco on
her. Now, Bill, it's radio, so there's actually no point talking about something you remember, see.
Was that her on the beach that time?
People can't.
Was that her?
That's
Rep?
Bo Derek. I think it's a whole different
Derek.
Person.
You're spot
What's
on,
wrong
Jim.
With you, Bill?
That's it, Jim. That's it,
these
yeah.
young people are looking through the glass thinking, what is that fat bald bloke saying?
Well, still, they wouldn't know who Farrah
either of them.
Or Bo Derek is.
Yeah, they didn't know you were until they wanted it.
I'm bilingual, just like you, by the way.
What's your second language?
French, like you.
Well, go on.
Well, we could do this whole segment in French if you like.
Salut, Jess, J, Apple, Billy. Any idea what that
Well, I mean, you said, hello, Jess, my name's Billy, but, you know, so was it perfect? Work on the accent.
We.
Thank you, Bill.
And the chomps are lessee.
Oh, my God.
All the pubs are there, and, of course, they have all the awards. I think there's 50 awards throughout the night, and best pub tab, best bar, you know.
Oh, no. My intel was right.
Yeah, exactly.
He anyway, just stopped.
But
after two examples.
After two examples, he couldn't think of anything more, having been there for the whole night. Oh, 8-minute version available on the app.
Eight-minute version
of the idiot file. What about some of the very famous franchises of sport in this country?
Mm.
The Queensland Reds.
Reds.
And Melbourne Unite.
United.
Yeah. Well, what happens to you, Bill?
Well, I'll tell you what it is, Jim. It's a mixture of tiredness.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I work late hours.
No, you do.
It's a mixture of being hungover.
Yes. That's more appropriate.
A mixture of me meaning it sometimes.
Oh, really? Oh. So you're purposely throwing them in?
And a mixture of being half pissed.
Yeah. So Munster, Monster, Mister.
Yeah, the bilingual one. The only problem there, Jim.
Monster, Muster, Minster, he called him. Eventually, and then you got to Munster.
Munster it is.
Yeah, no, thank you,
good
Bill.
Good player.
Yeah. No, I know that.
The bilingual.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. The only problem with the bilingual, Jim, is that I could speak French, but unfortunately English, I can't.
Yeah, that's your second language doesn't work.
Exactly.
Oh, so some material to finish.
Yeah. Like Doug Hawkins.
Yeah, that's it, Bill.
Speaks five languages, not one of them English.
Oh, no.
Come on, Doug.
Come on, Bill's starting to roll with his on-stage material.
HSC in 1984,
you're going to whip
85
out the,
and 86.
Luck of bands coming out very
are,
soon.
Don't worry.
Yeah. Oh, where'd I go with that? Oh, the Geelong Yacht Club.
Oh.
Geelong Yacht Club the other night. Did they?
Oh, no, they would have been eating out of the palm of old Fat's hand.
Oh, Jim, I had them.